My name is Ray Park. You may know me as playing Darth Maul in the Phantom Menace, Clone Wars, and also Solo at Star Wars Story. You're listening to Star Wars Stuff Podcast, The Force is Strong with You All. And remember, Sith Walk.
Hey, this is Dominic Pace, who plays Gecko the Bounty Hunter from The Mandalorian, letting you all know you are listening to the Star Wars Stuff Podcast. Wishing everybody all the best, and may the Force be with you.
May the Force be with you!
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Star Wars Stuff Podcast. My name is David.
What's going on, guys? This is Retro Ray from Gun On City Geekcast.
And this is the day of days. This is episode 5 of Ahsoka, written and directed by the one and only from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Is he from Pittsburgh? I don't know, but he loves their sports teams. The one, the only, the apprentice that has now become the master, one David L. Filoni.
Yes, sir.
And I was going to go to the fan event. My wife got sick, so I stayed home. I would have had to drive 4.5 hours to Dallas to get there. My brother lives in that location. But I thought it'd be wiser if I just stay home and just watch it on TV with everyone else. But we do have a member of the show. He's going to be our live correspondent. They're going to air this episode for everyone in the theaters at this mid-season Ahsoka fan event. He is in Orlando. It's none other than Craig Five. He's going to watch it. Apparently, the episode is about 50 minutes long with credits. He's going to give us his immediate out-of-the-theater reaction, non-spoiler reaction, to the show. So I can't wait for that. He's already in line. He's posting on the Star Wars Stuff Facebook group. And I'm super hyped, man. The more and more that time passes, I'm trying to keep my expectations very, very low. But, I mean, we're in the world between worlds live action. We saw Hayden Christensen as Anakin. He's wearing his Revenge of the Sith outfit with the glove and the Skywalker saber with the scar that was very hard to see, but it's there. And then he said the line, "Hello, Snips." But you can't believe he said that. I mean, it's crazy times we live in right now. And of course, there's a lot of people all over the country that are going to get to see this episode on the big screen. So we definitely want to talk all about it. But before we do, we want to definitely thank all of our awesome supporters on Patreon. On the purple tier, we have Darth Ace One, Liam McCallion, Texas Vader 76, Chris Simpson, Kevin Leininger, Devin McCaffrey, Drew Peters, Zach Netzel. On the red tier, we have Fenrir 526, Maya Morris. And on the black tier, we have Maka Tautala, Nathan Shank, and Evan O'Pager. Thank you so much, everyone, for supporting the podcast. We love you guys. And on to the show. So, Ray, what do you think we're going to see tonight? What are you anticipating? What are your hopes, your dreams, your wishes for tonight's episode?
What I would like to see is a flashback of young Ahsoka with Anakin. But it's hard to say if we're going to get that right now or if we're just going to get them conversating about what she's doing there. There's so many things that can happen tonight. And that's the best thing about this episode that, you know, everybody's been waiting for. But part of me is like, are we going to get emotional tonight at the end? Are we gonna have an end credit? You know, so many questions. What about you? What are you thinking?
Yeah, Colin called me on the phone. He's like, "Man, I'm thinking I'm gonna cry tonight." So Maka here, our awesome patron, he's saying it's got to be Clone Wars flashbacks. I think we're gonna get that, man. I think we're gonna see something along those lines. I think we're going to see a young Ahsoka. I think, man, Ewan McGregor with Hayden Christensen as Anakin. Oh. Oh, my. What if they just start off the episode and bam, we're back in the Clone Wars and it's all live action stuff. We see General Grievous out there. We see maybe, like, I don't know, just all kinds of war, all kinds of different plant. Maybe we see a different point of view, which was I love to reference that for getting a different points of view from all the stuff we've already seen before. That'd be great. I mean, my imagination can go in so many different ways for this, but having Anakin in the world between worlds, I hope we do get some type of, and I think we will get a type of explanation to why Anakin is there in the flesh and he's not a Force ghost. We got to know what's going on with that. Are there special rules for the World Between Worlds? Is that really Force ghost Anakin? And in the World Between Worlds, they appear like they're flesh. Did Ahsoka die? Did Ahsoka get pulled through into the World Between Worlds? What's with that line that Anakin gives? I didn't expect to see you here so soon. What does that mean? And what's up with the Kevin Kiner music at the end? Why was the Vader theme playing? Is this like, is that like a hint to like, this is not really Anakin? Maybe it's the brother from the Mortis arc. Maybe Anakin is now the father, or maybe he could become the father, and maybe we see Hayden Christensen from here on out always live in the World Between Worlds, and then Hayden Christensen has a job in perpetuity in Star Wars where we always see Anakin and he ages and there's no deep fakes required. I mean, there's so many possibilities they can go with this. But we do know that Filoni has implicitly stated that the World Between Worlds is not a time machine. It's not going to be used as a time machine, even though essentially it is. You can kind of go back in time and see previous events on the timeline happen. And of course, for the people that watch Rebels, I know everyone that's watching the show and listening, you've seen Rebels. You know that Ahsoka points out if you make a change here in the past, it might drastically alter the fates of characters we love. Now, a lot of people, I think, are kind of wanting that for a certain trilogy. But I don't think Disney's going to do that. I think they're going to skirt around it. And I think the challenge for Filoni is to incorporate the sequel trilogy in a very, very elegant way. And I think he's on the way to doing that. And I think tonight's episode is going to lay more groundwork for him to do that. So what do you think, Ray?
I mean, I kind of agree with you on that. I mean, I would like to see also Captain Rex, you know, but yeah, Filoni did say this is not a time machine, but also you got to factor in Star Wars Rebels, when Ezra was in there, he just didn't hear things that were current time. He also heard stuff from like New Hope, Return of the Jedi. You heard, I mean, I'm assuming it's Return of the Jedi, but you hear Yoda, you hear, so you hear stuff from the future as well. So I'm wondering, the way he says, or the interview that he had did a while back, he mentioned that it could be used for guidance and wisdom, like power. So I'm wondering what, you know, and how can I put it in the words, but like he said, he heard those other voices, but he focused on what was related to him at the time. So same thing with Ahsoka. I'm wondering, is it she's seeing that because she's thinking of you know, Anakin? And that's why she sees him. Is it really, you know what I mean? Is it kind of like in her imagination that she's seeing Anakin? Or are we actually seeing him in there? Or she's just dreaming? You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah, the reason why, great point, Ray, but the reason why we started a little late tonight was because we were having issues with Facebook, but there's a Facebook user on here, so I'm glad we're appearing on Facebook.
Oh, nice.
But I really love what this Facebook user says. Is it still Anakin, or is Anakin the appearance that makes the most sense to appear to Ahsoka, like in Contact, where he appeared as her dad? I thought of that too. I love Contact with Jodie Foster. That was a terrific film. I thought about that too for like a moment, but no one else mentioned that out there on the interweb. So I was thinking, well, maybe that's just something that I kind of maybe thought of. But yeah, I love this concept. And that would really open up the World Between Worlds. That's another vehicle for past Jedi Force sensitives to appear in future Star Wars content and future live action content. I love that idea. That would be awesome. But I really want the explanation tonight.
I don't think we're going to get it, though. I don't know. I don't think we're going to get that explanation tonight.
Yeah, yeah. So Zach here, another one of our awesome patrons, says, the sequels took away from the emotional weight of Vader's sacrifice in Return of the Jedi. I trust Dave to redeem Anakin's true fate in this show. Maybe he takes the place of the father from Mortis.
Yeah, I was thinking about that too.
Yeah, the weight definitely was kind of chipped away with the sequel trilogy. I do agree with that. I think that's a great point. So this Facebook user says, Ahsoka was saved by the daughter, so Morai could be making an appearance in the subtitles. Yes, Morai definitely. I've been wondering, where is the owl? Where is that? What's the Star Wars term for it? Convor, right?
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
I believe it was Convor. Named after Dave Filoni's wife. And I believe her last name is Convery. And I think Bo-Katan also was named after Dave's wife because her name is Anne. But yeah, I hope we see Morai. That would be cool. But I was thinking, though, if they do interweave in the father-son-daughter storyline, will it be too heady for live-action audiences? Because you guys got to think that most of these people that are watching the show haven't seen Rebels. They haven't seen Clone Wars. Yeah. So you're going to have to explain all that too. Does Dave Filoni, Disney, Lucasfilm take that plunge into the Mortis arc? And the Mortis arc is super popular. And in the Mortis arc, like we all know, Ahsoka dies. She straight up dies and is resurrected by the daughter from that Star Wars kind of holy trinity of the father, the daughter, the brother. And then Morai was essentially tied to the sister, the daughter. And then once the sister, the daughter, transferred her essence to Ahsoka to resurrect her, Morai essentially became attached to Ahsoka. And I believe it's a kind of an Easter egg in the Mandalorian episode, The Jedi, with Ahsoka's first live action appearance. You do see an owl up at the top of the tree in one of the shots on the planet Corvus, I believe. So the owl does exist, and it is a bingo square. So that's one you can mark off. And yeah, I really want to see Morai. I'm just thinking, how are they going to do this? How are they going to pull all this off? What is Anakin? Did Ahsoka die? I think those are the two really huge questions that we have. So,
it's going to be crazy.
Yeah, so of course there's a fan event going on. Like I said earlier, we have Craig at the Orlando fan event. If you see him, I guess say hi. I guess he's actually watching right now because the fan event, I believe, started an hour early from the TV telecast. So he's watching it right now, getting his mind blown. So when he exits the theater, he said he's going to jump into the stream here and give us his non-spoiler reaction. So definitely stay tuned to that. And like I said, I was going to go, but my wife got sick. I might be getting sick, and I don't want to get people sick, so I stayed home to do this. So what were we going to say, Ray?
No, I was going to say there's one follower I follow on Instagram, Kenner Collector. He's out of Dallas. He was actually there. He was showing some footage. They actually had a live chopper there.
That was nice.
That was going around. He was kind of showing people in line and stuff like that earlier.
Yeah.
Right before I left work. I didn't get to look anymore, but yeah, it looked pretty cool. I so wanted to go too as well. Of course, I had to be a grown up too as well. Have to work. But
yeah. Yeah. That's always tough. But it looks like Ahsoka, I think Disney Lucasfilm is getting more comfortable with Ahsoka in the mainstream, which I think that was the plan all along, to have Ahsoka be more influential in the Star Wars landscape. So now we have the character of Ahsoka walking around the Galaxy's Edge parks in Galaxy's Edge East and West, Disney World, Disneyland, as well as Hera now. Hera is walking around the park along with Chopper. So these characters, and I believe that's what they do at the Marvel campus too at Disneyland. They, every time a new character is introduced in their own show for Disney Plus, they introduce that new character to walk around. So I think that's really cool. The other really cool news is that Ahsoka is going to be featured in Star Tours next year. So she's going to have her own Star Tours experience. Star Tours is one of my favorite rides. The last time I went, Craig, Colin, and myself, we got on that ride about 10 times, and we just kept on getting on it and just getting off and getting back on it. We tried to do every single experience. I think there's something like 32, I want to say, different experiences, and we did get some duplicates, but I think we ended off on the best experience. I'm thinking it was Vader at the beginning, And then I think it was an original trilogy, or maybe it was a pre, I can't remember anymore, but we had a ton of fun. It's something I'm probably never going to forget, because it was just three Star Wars guys riding that ride and not having to worry about, oh, did you get tired of it? No, I mean, it's like our favorite ride. So yeah, it was so much fun. And the HasLab project, the HasLab for the Ghost, the crowd backing window has shut down. Luckily, they were able to get enough backers to approve every tier of every action figure, every card back, every 3.5 figure that HasLab announced. So with that, the Ghost, if you did back the Ghost, I believe it's one of the biggest ships. It's bigger than the Razor Crest that's behind my head. It's kind of far back. It's tough to figure out the scale, but maybe you can tell the scale from Rosario Dawson's head. So that Rosario Dawson, Ahsoka Tano standee, I believe it's 1-to-1 scale, because I've stood next to Rosario Dawson, and when I stand next to this cutout of her, it's about the same size. So I think it is the scale. So you can kind of see the scale there. But the Ghost is actually going to be bigger. It's going to be way bigger than the Razor Crest. And you're going to fit, I believe, 16 or so figures within the Ghost. And I did the same thing that I did with the Razor Crest. I bought two, one to display and one to keep in the box. But I also bought a third one. So this third one.
Why did you buy a third one? Why?
Why did I buy a third one, Ray? Well, yeah. The reason why I backed the Ghost three separate times was because we want to give away a HasLab Ghost on the podcast.
Oh, so one of our lucky fans is going to get this?
So one of the lucky listeners, subscribers, people that follow us is going to win essentially a $700 toy in the end, and maybe $800, because it's $499 on the net, and then with the taxes, the shipping, it came out to almost like $700. But then I'm going to have to ship it to this person that wins somewhere in America. I'm not going to ship it overseas, because it's just going to be way too much money. It might cost like $400 to ship overseas, so I'm going to stay away from that. But some lucky listener, some lucky subscriber is going to win a HasLab Ghost from us, and I think Colin is putting that all together on Instagram. So it's going to be an Instagram post officially. And then we'll probably post it in the Facebook group and show you guys what to do to exactly get a chance to win it. And so if you're a member of Patreon, you're going to have an even better chance to win it, because you've been supporting the podcast. So look out for that in the future. I know Colin's been super busy with his new job there, but yeah, look for that in the future. Super exciting. I'm not sure if anyone else on the net I've seen is giving away a HasLab Ghost. So
no, I haven't seen anything like that yet.
This might be something that's very exclusive. So Noah asks here on YouTube, for the bingo card, what did you mean that cards with verified spots marked ST will count as a bingo if none of the other scenarios play out? So the way the bingo card is going to work, so if you look at the spots, I don't necessarily think that a traditional bingo is going to be. I mean, it could be. Tonight we get a whole bunch of squares marked. That's a possibility. But if you get a traditional bingo, four across, four up, four down, four diagonally, it's a bingo. You just let us know via social media or Patreon if you're a patron, and just let us know. So, if you look at the card right now on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, you see if they talk about Order 66 or show it, then you get Rex tonight, then Ahsoka getting her Kyber crystals, then Max Rebo for whatever reason. I don't know. That's a bingo. You just let us know. And everything's timestamped so we can see who kind of called it first.
So question.
Yeah.
So kind of like in the when Ezra was in the World Between Worlds, we heard Leia's voice. What if, does that count on the card? If we hear that person's voice in the, or that anything
counts.
Like that?
Okay. That counts.
Good. Okay, cool.
So it has to either be spoken or we see it.
Nice.
So if tonight Anakin says Master Yoda, boom, you can mark it. If we see the Grisk attacking Thrawn, you can mark it. If you hear Thrawn mention the Grisk, you can mark it. So, spoken or seen. So, going back to Noah's question, so if you can't get a traditional bingo, if it's impossible, then we're going to go with four corners. So it'd have to be Inquisitor Ezra, Grogu, Obi-Wan, and Anakin flashback, Grist. That's probably impossible too. It's very unlikely. But if you get the card filled out to the maximum, then we count that as a bingo. And you just have to submit it. So at the end of the final footage of episode 8, submit that thing. We'll verify it. If you're missing a spot, it's not a bingo. If you have all the spots marked, it's a bingo. And you win Ahsoka's hilt.
Nice.
The Black Series Ahsoka Saber that they're selling on Hasbro Pulse. So that's all you have to do.
It's going to be fun, man.
So Zach writes in off of YouTube, our awesome patron. Will this potentially be a fan service filler episode? As a fan, I have no complaints with that, but I wonder if we'll see that Morgan Balan Shin Sabine are up to after the last episode. I would almost bet my house that this is going to be a filler episode. I mean, Lucasfilm is putting this episode in theaters around the country, so you figure there's going to be a lot of CGI. There's going to be a lot of special effects. It's going to be theater worthy, so to speak. So I think it's safe to say this is going to be a spectacular episode.
I agree.
So, yeah, I don't have to worry about that.
I think maybe we'll see them towards the end, and that'll be the cliffhanger that leaves us going into the next episode, maybe. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, this is only the fifth episode, so we have 3 episodes after the 6, 7, and 8. And tonight's episode will be the last episode directed by Dave Filoni, as well as written by Dave Filoni, wrote all the episodes for Ahsoka. So.
Oh, that's true too. The other Facebook user, you know, watch this be the Mandalorian season 4 episode.
Yeah, I love Hans Cholo name and his picture there. Schnepp. Love Schnepp. Rest in peace. Yeah, he says Ahsoka's knocked out in the water, dreaming Anakin moment. I believe that that's another theory. Yep. I was actually on the Countdown City Geekcast Ahsoka podcast, and the host, the founder, Ted, he had that theory. He said, well, she's dreaming this, and it's just kind of like her fever dream, because Ahsoka had already been in the world between worlds, and maybe she didn't go into the water, so she drowned. She's just kind of like knocked out, and maybe she gets kind of like a words of wisdom type scenario from the beyond. And it's kind of like the Kylo Ren, Han Solo moment in The Rise of Skywalker. It makes the audience kind of question, did that really happen? Or was that just the internal thinking and the brain just kind of conjuring, like almost like a hallucination? But
yeah.
I mean, there's so many theories out there now. I like most of them. I think this would be interesting. I think there's a bit of that Dave incorporates into his storytelling, where the fan has to maybe kind of figure out what they just saw for themselves. He doesn't spoon feed the audience in every situation. So I would be okay with this. But I would also be okay if, no, she's in the world between worlds. That's physical Anakin. He time hopped, and that's Anakin pre-turning into Darth Vader, pre-Mace Windu dying.
But then we're also going to factor, we're going to have to get explanation, how did he get into the world between worlds? You know what I mean?
Right. And it feels like, to me, from the dialogue, I didn't expect to see you here so soon.
Yeah.
That's Anakin from the past. That's pre-Darth Vader, pre-Mace Windu getting his hand chopped off. So Ahsoka has the opportunity to say, your wife dies. You're having twins. You have a son named Luke. And it's all this stuff that Ahsoka maybe has to keep quiet on. And it's like, how are they going to present that to the audience, that she's going to have to go through all this internal conflict and not say, hey, Anakin, you turn evil, man. You lose most of your limbs. It's like, how are they going to address that? But I totally believe in Filoni. Trust in his storytelling. I think we're going to get something good.
Yeah, I mean, because I don't know, just throwing it out there in left field. But if it was Ahsoka's scene, knowing what he becomes and what he does, and this is an opportunity for her to stop it, do you think, I mean, because technically she's not a Jedi, but I know this would wipe out everything that we know of from, you know, in the future, but I just throwing the left field, just thinking out loud on that. But it'd be crazy.
Yeah, you bring up an interesting point, because there is that opportunity for them to change the course of the timeline.
Yes.
But there's also the opportunity to make an alternate timeline, and we go off in that path. But I think Filoni is talented enough to write a piece of the puzzle of the grander overall canonical timeline and fit that into the events of the sequel trilogy, and then just continue on the canon mainline storyline. I think that's what's going to happen. But it would be very, very interesting to see that Filoni has that much power in Lucasfilm to do something like that.
That's true.
Then again, we all know that Daisy Ridley has a movie coming out where she is going to be probably a central figure. I don't know. There's reports out there that she's just going to be supporting. But so this is what I've heard. One of the reasons why Damon Lindelof left the project for the film he was going to do is because he wanted to go way far into the timeline and make Daisy Ridley's character very, very old and have Helen Mirren, someone like that, play Rey in the future. But then I think there was pushback saying, no, we're going to have Daisy Ridley play Rey. So I think that's essentially one of the reasons, or maybe the reason, I don't know, why Damon Lindelof said, nope, I'm out. I don't want to do that. So you think Rey is like super... Rey Skywalker, Rey, formerly Rey Palpatine, is super important to Star Wars. So everyone thinking that they're going to maybe, I don't know, I guess a simplistic way to say it is delete the sequel trilogy. I don't think that's happening. But it would be interesting if they do some type of alternate thing. But I mean, even if they go to this galaxy, though, it would explain the absence of Ahsoka in future events. So... And then I just love the idea of her establishing a new Jedi Order out there in a new galaxy. Then we could have new characters, a whole like other part of Star Wars that we're not familiar with. And the creators can start from scratch. Filoni can start from scratch. I know all like the ideas and stuff in his head for Star Wars have been ruminating for his whole life. So he can implement all that stuff. I know he's been thinking about it. He's probably been thinking about it more so than any creator that has access to Star Wars. More so than anyone on the planet. So I'm down with that. I want to see that happen.
So if this is still, again, this is World Between Worlds, do you think we'll hear voices from the future, from the future episodes that we saw, like with Rey, you know, and Kylo Ren? Do you think we'll hear those voices kind of like what we heard in Star Wars Rebels?
It's totally possible. Totally possible. You just gave me a thought in my head, Ray. What if the episode starts and Anakin disappears, and then Samuel L. Jackson shows up and he's like, hey, Ahsoka, and then he disappears, and then someone, and like Plo Koon shows up. I mean, that's Filoni's favorite Jedi, you know? That was the character that discovered Ahsoka. So, I mean, we don't know what's going to happen.
Even throw this in there. What if the one that got her, that framed her, you know...
Barriss Offee?
What if she comes into the picture as well? Because technically, I mean, they're saying, okay, well, they mentioned that, you know, she dies or whatever, but this could also be a rewrite for it to where she could be still around.
Yeah. 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 That was actually a pick for maybe Marok's identity, Barriss Offee showing up. But to me, it looked like a guy's friend. So I don't know. It didn't really make sense. But I want to get to Zach's post on YouTube here. He says, hopefully we see Tem as Rex. That has been a long time coming, especially since Bubba wasn't in Mando 3. I think we're eventually going to get it. I think we're going to see Rex eventually. Might be tonight, might be in a future episode of Ahsoka. But Rex has so much influence on Ahsoka's character that and Tamir Morrison, he's always campaigning to be in more Star Wars. And he is every single clone. So I think it would work nicely. And Sage West on YouTube says, I want a flashback with Rex and Anakin and Ahsoka training.
Yeah, that's what I want. Or them at the end, you know, because at the end, you know what I mean? Rex helps her survive Order 66 to an extent. You know what I mean?
Clone Wars flashbacks would be so great.
Oh, man. Dude, it'd be awesome.
Can you imagine? I mean.
Yes, I can imagine. I just want to see it live action.
But I'm thinking about the fans' reaction to that.
Oh, though. Yeah.
I mean, that would just melt the internet. And that would be another circumstance of giving the fans what they want. Everyone wants to see that. Everyone is just pining for that. I mean, everyone is just like, we've been talking about Clone Wars flashbacks on the podcast for like years now. It's like, give us what we want.
Yeah, exactly.
So Sage West on YouTube says, I feel like it's going to be like a parallel.
That's true too. Possibility on that as well.
Yeah, and Sage says, like hearing his voice. Apparently there was a rumor of her fighting Vader. I saw some fan art of, and this kind of goes back to what I was talking about earlier about Anakin kind of disappearing. What if he basically disappears and becomes Darth Vader with the red saber, with the mechanized body, with the breathing, and they go at it right there and then? I mean, that would be very, very in your face. And I think all the people that just are waiting for Anakin's next words, it'd be a little bit of a disappointment. But I mean, there's so much he could do. And it's like, what are they going to give us? We're less than 20 minutes away from seeing it, man.
Yeah.
So,
or he could tell Ahsoka, like, oh, you failed me, Ahsoka, or something like that in some way. And then they go at it, start fighting. I mean, because technically we got Obi-Wan and Vader fighting, and we haven't. We got Ahsoka and Vader fighting in the Clone Wars, our Star Wars Rebels, but to see a live action fight would be awesome.
And they got the suit there. Well, I mean, they could bring in the helmet and just cut open the other side, you know, because Obi-Wan cut open, I believe, the right side.
Yeah.
So Hans Cholo on YouTube says, do you think the coordinates of Sabine Ezra are burned in Ahsoka's hand? So someone on the podcast brought that up the last time. Was it you?
Yeah, I brought it up because it was like an Indiana Jones reference. But the difference is maybe she can read it with the Force. You know what I mean? Like she's
right.
The man.
Yeah. 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 That's a good thought. And I forgot who pointed it out on the podcast, but they're like, yeah, they kept on showing us the hand and how much it burnt, and like emphasize that, okay, well, yeah. It's basically tattooed on her palm.
Well, because she also kept on looking at her hand too, and when she was fighting, you know, she'd look at it too as well.
Yeah, yeah. And this Facebook user says, with all the wolf references, have them somehow bring in wolf. Yes, I think that wolf, I mean, with all the way from Marok to Shin to Balin Skull, so many wolf references, and I mean the literal wolf clone trooper. Yeah, I mean, I think it's inevitable.
Definitely.
Zach, our awesome patron, says, could we see glimpses of unused Clone Wars arcs in live action? Thought the world between worlds kind of stretched. T-minus 18 minutes. Yeah. Man, the opportunity is there, but you got to think about expenses too. It is a TV show after all. You got to look at Disney. Thinking about that budget, they're trying to save money currently. And at that point in time when they shot it, things were not as hard pressed as they are now. But I mean, I think Kathleen Kennedy really trusts in Filoni, and I think Filoni has the keys to Star Wars. And whatever he says we got to have in there, we have in there. And I pointed out that there were some instances where they could have done some flashbacks in previous episodes, but they didn't. Maybe to save money, maybe for this episode tonight, which is going to be jam-packed. And I think we're going to see a lot of money on the screen tonight.
So, oh, yeah. I definitely agree with you on that.
Yeah. So what do you think, Ray? It's 7:44 here, Central Time. We have a matter of minutes. So Craig 5, who joins us on the pre-show sometimes and on the post-show sometimes, is about to exit his theater and come on the show and give us a non-spoiler reaction. So we all need to look closely at his eyes to see if he cried. I think if he cried, it might be a good sign. I don't know. With Craig, it could be a bad sign. Who knows? But, I mean, we're going to get Craig here to jump in the podcast. He's going to be on his phone at the theater before we leave you guys on the pre-show, hopefully. Hopefully he has reception in the theater. I think he just sent some pictures over to the Facebook group.
So he's going to jump on live after, right after with us?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, this is going to be awesome.
So Hans Cholo from YouTube says, does Sabine love Ezra or are they like brother and sister? Because I'm kind of confused on their feelings for each other. I think Sabine truly loves Ezra. And I think she basically fell in love with him. There was someone that did email the podcast and did say that when you see the hollow of Ezra in the first episode talking to Sabine, and he mentions like you're like a sister to me, there was kind of like a tongue-in-cheek type chuckle in a way, and maybe people took it too literally that he referenced her as his sister. But maybe, I mean, it could be a brother or sister vibe, and we all know that Star Wars has that weird kind of brother sister moment in The Empire Strikes Back, where Leia kisses her brother and Luke. But I mean, aside from that, I mean, it feels like to me that that Sabine is in love with Ezra, and she'll do anything, as we've seen, to get to Ezra, to make sure he's safe, to try and bring him back. I mean, Sabine basically had a dark side moment when she handed over the map to the Baylan Skull. Hey, hello there, General Grievous 19. Thanks for joining on YouTube. This Facebook user says, absence makes the heart grow fonder. Yep, I believe that is true. Sage West on YouTube says, do you think Baylan will eventually turn on Morgan? Possibly she may turn on him. I think Baylan is just a mercenary. He's out for himself, his own wants. I think Baylan will do anything to get what he wants. And I think what Baylan wants, it's very on the nose, but I think he wants to get access to the World Between Worlds and essentially try and be able to learn to possibly manipulate it. I think he does want to treat it like a time machine and manipulate the past. Maybe that he is next to Anakin. Maybe he's like Anakin's like right hand Jedi. We don't know what his exact motivations are, but it seems like Baylan does have somewhat of a soul. Ted pointed that out on Count Density Geekcast. And it's just wonderful acting by the late, great Ray Stevenson. And it's so heartbreaking that after this show, there's going to be no more of him, because he's just been knocking it out of the park as Baylan Skull. And so is Ivana Sokhtin with Shin Hati. I mean, she looks very deranged when we look at her eyes, and she's committing very dark side acts. Zach says on YouTube, maybe we see Baylan flashbacks of him serving with Anakin during the Clone Wars. That's a possibility. I wonder how much of the Clone Wars we haven't seen officially. I wonder how much of an opportunity there is to actually see that type of stuff. How many more gaps do we have? Because I think all the stuff is very, very tightly been given to us, so to speak, very, very linearly. And I know when you go to the official StarWars.com website, you see that all the Clone Wars episodes are out of order, which is, it's like, why did they do that? Why didn't they just do it all in order? I think there's a pretty good reason for that. I already forgot it, but. Han Solo says, could Baylan be a spy for Vader? At this point in the timeline, though, Vader is no longer alive. This is after Return of the Jedi. So being a spy for Vader, if anything, I would think he'd be a spy for Palpatine. Because, of course, we all know somehow Palpatine's going to return. I think that's more likely. But, I mean, we don't know. We don't know what's going to happen.
But it also gives you explanation. Where was Balin through this whole time when Vader and Return of the Jedi and Empire Strikes Back?
Right. And that's why I think this other galaxy is the perfect thing, plot point to use, so that there's an explanation where all these people were during the events that we've already gone through and seen. It's like when Rey's dying there on Exegol, she hears Ahsoka's voice, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, why doesn't Ahsoka help out? I mean, maybe she can, maybe, I know this is a Marvel reference, maybe she's like Captain Marvel. She's out there, way out there, and that's the explanation why Captain Marvel didn't help during Infinity War, because she was helping other planets and helping like during the big snap, you know? But yeah, I totally trust in the storytelling. So Zach Netzel writes on YouTube, if Anakin is the Force Ghost in the World Between Worlds, would he have a cybernetic hand still?
That is true, because, well, of course, you know, in theory, we die, you know, we're supposed to be healed and stuff like that. And so, I mean, it's a good explanation. That's a good question. You know, is he whole? You know what I mean? His whole body, because you could think about it, because, I mean, he had robot legs, his robot arm, you know what I mean?
Which lends to the fact that, yeah, that is Anakin from a different timeline, which would be great. But, I mean, kind of going back to the contact theory, when Jodie Foster's father appears to Jodie Foster, he's wearing like his normal day in and day out clothing. So he's appearing as something that's recognizable. So maybe that's just kind of a thing that just happens. I mean, because Ahsoka remembers Anakin that way. So
that's true.
It's just one of those kind of things that people will kind of think about and ponder, but it does make sense in the storytelling. I just think it's one of those little kind of ponderances. Sage West on YouTube says, do you think we will see Luke? He asked if we would see her again, or he would see her again. I wish we could see their first interaction. That'd be awesome. I love Luke. I love it when they incorporate Luke in the show. I don't care if they do deep fakes. I love it. Mark Hamill's involved. They have Mark Hamill's blessing. I love that stuff. Incorporate it all. We all want to see Luke, Anakin's ghost, and Ahsoka all have a conversation. That would be epic. I think everyone would, people would probably at least, like, their eyes would water up from that. I mean, that would be incredible.
Dude, even to have Obi-Wan in there as well, you know what I mean? Ahsoka and him talking to, you know, Obi-Wan talking to
Anakin. And we've never seen Ewan McGregor's Force Ghost.
No, we haven't.
We've seen Alec Guinness. When they do a deep fake for Alec Guinness.
See, that's the thing. Are they going to go that route, or they go back to young Obi-Wan? You know what I mean? Oh, so,
man.
That's another question.
Yeah, yeah. Ewan McGregor is so, so happy to be back involved with Star Wars. And the fans that were kids for the prequels are now adults, and they all worship him. So,
dude, what if one of the... Okay, getting back to the whole thing again, where Anakin vanishes, then Obi-Wan appears and hello there, and she's talking to him as well, possibility. You know what I mean? She's just seeing everybody through her. You know when they say you see your life flash between when you're dying?
Yeah.
What if she just sees everybody that was a part of her life? You know what I mean?
So many possibilities, Ray. So many possibilities. What are we going to see tonight?
What are the fans want? What are the people on YouTube and Facebook want?
Yeah, so everyone in chat, tell us what you want to see tonight. I know we're getting really close to showtime. Man, we're just six minutes away.
Yeah, 6 minutes away.
What time does it start? It starts in 6 minutes, man.
Depending where they're at. They're central.
Well, no. It airs at the same time for everyone. The same.
Yeah, but their time frame is different.
Well, in 6 minutes, it airs for everyone.
Oh, yeah. That's true. For some reason, it's the whole East Coast, West Coast thing.
Yeah. Same day and date for everyone.
Yeah.
So Jorge says, I want to see Anakin. Dag Netzel says, I want to see live action Clone Wars. That's what I want to see too.
Yeah, same here.
Sage West says, I'm off to watch the episode. Hope you guys have a great night. I can't wait to hear what you guys think. Nick says, I want to see a bingo.
That would be awesome. Bingo tonight.
Oh, Noah, coming in hot. We'd love for us. So good to meet Qui-Gon.
Oh, dang. Didn't even think about that.
I just bought Qui-Gon Saber from Galaxy's Edge, man. It's beautiful. I love it. Qui-Gon, man. What if Qui-Gon duels Balin Skull?
Oh, dude.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. Like I said, it's just so much that we're going to, I can't wait anymore, man. I wonder what Craig Five's going to say when he has
Craig Five's got 4 minutes to chime in because I'm turning the stream off and going to see this episode.
I know, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I'm like,
waiting
dude,
too long.
Well, wait, because he saw his at which would have been seven, which would have been six his time, right? All right. Yes. I think. Because he's on West Coast time.
He started it at 8 p.m. because it shows at 9 p.m. normally.
Yeah.
Some of the theaters, it started an hour early.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
Yeah, okay. Craig is about to join us.
Uh-oh. What is...
Here we go, guys.
Let's see if he's crying.
Oh, man. All right. I got to send him the link via another avenue because he didn't like messaging, so...
Uh-oh. He's in the theater.
I'm here.
So? Okay. No spoilers, great. No spoilers.
It was great.
Oh. It was great. Okay.
What do you want me to tell you?
Did great you cry? On a scale 1 to 10.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, it was definitely worth watching.
Go home and watch it so you watch Alphabet.
Did you cry?
No, I didn't. Okay. No, but there were a couple of really moving scenes. I will say, without giving too much away, that it's extremely focused on Ahsoka. And not, like, I don't want to give them, it's a minor spoiler.
No, don't say it.
No,
don't say
no spoiler.
It.
No.
All right.
Don't say it.
Well, it's mostly focused on Ahsoka. There's a lot of good action.
Okay. That's what we expected.
It was really good. It was just a really good episode overall. I was really pleased with it.
Was it cinematic? Was it worth the big screen?
Yes.
Oppenheimer's cool. I've already seen it, but
yes, I came here to it was. Okay. And I think most of you guys are going to be really happy. It's hard to say without.
Most of us guys. Okay, interesting. Interesting.
I think. Well, I mean, you know. Some people don't like it, no matter how good it is.
Okay.
But I would say, overall, on a scale of 1 to 10, I'd give it a 9. Easily the best episode.
Okay.
The season. I mean, there's a lot of people. People are still... Oh, no, I'm doing a podcast right now. Star Wars Stuff Podcast.
Oh, right on. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to watch it.
So. All right. Yeah, it's great, man. What would you say, Jay, without any spoilers, what would you give a 1 to 10?
9. I mean, considering what I, thought before the show even came out what I was going to end up getting to see. It's nice to see.
You guys saw Ahsoka?
Yeah.
What'd you give a 1 to 10? Rate the episode.
No spoilers.
No spoilers? Number. Just give a number.
I'm
going to
say a
10. 10? Yeah. They said what, 10?
Oh, nice.
They said 10?
Yeah, it's a 10.
Okay, people really like What'd you give Ahsoka on a scale of 1 to 10? 1,000. 1,000. Okay.
Oh my god.
Okay, so you can see I'm here. People are really excited. Did you see Ahsoka? What'd you give it on a scale of 1 to 10? 1,000,000.
Oh my god.
Without any spoilers, what'd you give it 1 to 10?
11.
1 to 10. 12. You see, I was the lowest number, giving it a 9. Hold on. Let me see if there's any more. You want some more? What'd you give Ahsoka on a scale of 1 to 10? 10. 10.
Nice.
10. What'd you give it 1 to 10? 10. 10. You see this?
Nice, nice.
We're right outside the theater.
All right, it's time, Craig. We're going to let you go. We're going to watch it ourselves, and then we'll do the post show.
Later, guys. You're going to get enjoy.
All right, and with that, guys, let's watch the episode. Thank you so much for joining, everyone in the chat, and may the force be with you all. We'll have the post show right after this, right after the episode. Look out for that, and you can chime in with whatever you thought. So. All right.
All right, let's go.
Let's be with you.